There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Everybody, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. And today I get a chance to have a wonderful conversation with my friend, Denise Stegall. Girl, you have been somebody that I just cannot help but just fall in love with since the moment I met you. We met at a women's leadership retreat, I guess is probably what I would call that. A couple years ago, we've both been presenters in that space and we just kind of hit it off. And you're one of those people in my life that I follow. And I'm like, dang, what is she up to these days? Because you always are up to cool things. And I'm so grateful to have you in my circle. And I am even more excited for people in my network to get a chance to hear from you. So welcome to the podcast, girl.
Oh, Lichelle, thank you so much. It is so fun. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for choosing me as your friend and to be part of your life. And I am truly, I feel honored and blessed.
So I always love to get these conversations started out by just giving people a sense of who you are today. And then we'll get into kind of how you became that person, right? But let's just take a moment to just really reflect on who you are today and all the cool things that you're up to serve people and your family and yourself right now.
Okay, so today, as of this moment, I am the CEO and curator at livinghealthylist.com. We are a health and wellness platform that focuses on connecting women 40 and over with the answers that they're looking for in health, wellness, personal development, bringing a little bit more fun into life, and also connect them with the experts who can help them along their journey. So yeah. We're all looking for information. And let's be honest, a lot of us spend way too much time on Google, searching for things and getting bits and pieces of information.
Yes.
And maybe you get the answers you need, or at least you get some of it. But then what do you do with that information?
Right.
And so part of what we do at Living Healthy List is the information and education piece, but also that connection where you can say, okay, I've learned this. I know I need a little bit more help. Can you connect me with that person? And we say, yes, we can.
Yes. So it's kind of like a directory of experts all in one spot that people can learn about how to better take care of themselves mentally, physically, emotionally, and then connect with them right there without having to search the internet for like, who's the expert on this? Who can I trust with this? It's all right there.
Exactly. And what I think is really important is the experts are actually curated. So these are people who I have invited to participate in Living Healthy List. We go through a little bit of a process, we do an interview, but actually as of today, all of the experts on Living Healthy List are either people that I know, love, and trust because I've done business with them, or I just know, love, and trust them, or they are that first degree of separation referral.
Yes.
So everyone on Living Healthy List is actually connected to somebody else.
I love that. Okay, so I want to know a little bit about how you came into this space. Tell us about how the heck that journey started and how you got here.
You know, it's funny. The journey actually started quite a few years ago. When I was 37, I started having a health issue. I was, you know, a 37-year-old woman dealing with perimenopausal symptoms. And at 37, you're thinking something's wrong.
Right, yeah.
And I went to the doctor and he's like, oh, at your age, it's just a phase. You'll be fine. But I didn't feel fine. And I talked to nurses. I talked to people in the health and wellness world. And I was getting answers like all over the place. So, of course, I turned to Dr. Google, like so many of us do.
Yeah.
And again, the information was all over the place. There was a lot of buy my product, buy my program. But again, that connect with me piece was missing. So this really resonated with me, like, okay, there's a lot of experts out there, but nobody who's willing to pick up the phone right now, maybe in 2 weeks from now, but I need help today.
Right.
So what ended up happening was I was about to give up, but came across a website that was called Women to Women. And they had this questionnaire that I filled out. And in the questionnaire, they had asked questions that the doctor didn't ask, the nurse didn't ask, or none of the experts that I had connected with online, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one was asking those questions. So I submitted the questionnaire, and I kid you not, 15 minutes later, my phone rang, and it was a nurse from that company who truly gave me the time to say what was going on, how I was feeling, what was going on with everything in my life. Now, she had a product that she could have sold me right then and there, but she didn't. She gave me a plan, and you know, we connected a week later, and she said, here's a 2-week plan. Let's see where we are in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, after that second week, I was so ready to buy her product because I trusted her. Mm-hmm. And so that stayed in my mind, that connection piece.
Yeah.
Fast forward a handful of years, I was at a conference with other health and wellness experts, mm-hmm. and we all had the same challenge. We all had great knowledge and experience and wanted to help people, but we weren't connecting online with the right audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were spending all this time on social media and thinking, okay, so if I'm not finding the right person who I can help, then that person isn't finding me either.
Right, right.
So I said, well, wouldn't it be great? I said this to my husband, Mark, one day. Wouldn't it be great if there was a website where, you know, we can have all this great information and the experts will be there too, so people can come to this one place? And he said, well, then create it.
Love that. I love that. And so it just shows how powerful it is to have somebody in your life who can push you a little bit and kind of bring out the talents that we have inside of you. So, okay. So I'm going to be honest with you. You sound like you have it all together. And you sound like you, you know, it just all has gone so swimmingly well. I have to ask you, like, be real with me. Have you ever personally been stuck? And tell us a little bit about that.
On a weekly basis, I get stuck. You know, there have been times where I've been much more stuck than not. But I think, you know, nothing that's really worth the effort and the time goes that smoothly. You know, you can have a great plan. I've got great plans. I have great ideas. And sometimes actually having those great ideas and many of them.
We were just talking about that before we were recording, you guys. Like, we both struggle from the, oh, I want to do this and this and this and this.
Exactly. And so for me, that can be the biggest challenge when it comes to getting unstuck and moving forward.
Yes.
To really step back and to realize, okay, what is the most important thing? Every year I create a business plan, and it's just a one-page business plan. And there are three things that I focus on. And all of my ideas have to fit into one of those three categories. And if they don't, I need to put them aside for another time. And so that, even though it's really hard to do, that has really helped me to get unstuck when I feel like I'm kind of treading water and going, okay, what mm-hmm. am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? What do I need to do? I can step back and say, okay, these are my three categories.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I need to do instead of, you know, constantly thinking about the things that I still want to do.
Yes.
What I do with that is I write it down in my journal. I actually put it on my Google Calendar in that task area.
Oh, I love that.
Because then I don't forget about it.
Yes. So
sometimes, you know, your journal, you can circle it, you can highlight it. But how many times have you circled and highlighted stuff on your journal?
Right. Yeah. I actually have, I call it my idea book, mm-hmm. and I carry it around. It's like small enough to fit in my pocket and my scrubs at work. You have seen my idea book, but I have a few pages at the very beginning of that I have dedicated for my big ideas. So the things that I cannot concentrate on today, but are something that I want to handle eventually sometime. And And I love that you have to find a place to keep that stuff so that it doesn't disappear, because there's a reason it came into your heart, right? Exactly. But I definitely struggle with, I can have it all, I just can't have it all right now at the same time.
Exactly.
Very right?
True. That's so true. It's actually something we say here in my house all the time. You can have everything you want as long as you don't want everything.
Yes.
At the same time.
At the same time. Exactly. So Denise, what other things do you find that the people that you work with struggle? Where do people that you work with find that they're stuck? And tell me a little bit about that.
I think when it comes to people that I work with, so my clients, they get stuck with all of the noise that is out there on the internet. And really, it gets confusing. And so when they come to Living Healthy List, or if they come to work with me,
yeah,
they have where they're really stuck is trying to stop listening to all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have a friend who's doing really great in keto, and or a friend who follows paleo or is a vegan or whatever, and
yeah,
they're all doing great. So all of that information, bringing all of that in and keeping that in, you know, in ourselves, thinking, okay, well, maybe I should do keto, maybe I should do paleo,
maybe
I need to do this.
Yes.
And so people get stuck in that there's so much information that they can't do anything.
Right.
And
right.
Don't. And if it's a health and wellness related, they're unhappy with their health. That's why they're looking and listening. Mm-hmm. And it might just be, I want to eat better, or, I want to lose 5 pounds, whatever
yeah.
it might be.
Yeah.
It's important to you, that person. But with all of the information that, and people are really helpful, like people, your friends want to help you. I know
yes,
that.
Yes.
But all of the posts and stuff that you see about, the keto, hey, I've lost 100 pounds doing keto. And you're thinking, I can't even lose 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you think there's something wrong with you.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. And I think that's really where most people get stuck when it comes to health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Eating better, losing weight, exercising more, whatever it might be
yeah.
that is
yeah.
important to you, is that there's so much information that you can find that you could literally, if you want to exercise for an hour, you could sit in front of your computer for an hour and look for the best video to watch.
Right, right, right. Yeah, totally. It's like analysis paralysis. And I think that, like, for me, the way that I look at health and wellness is that in order for me to feel like I'm truly be able to live out my divine purpose, right? My calling for this world, I have to be able to take care of the body that houses the physical part of me in order to be able to fulfill that. And if I'm neglecting that part, then I'm not going to be able to fulfill the calling that I have. And that comes down to energy for me. That comes down to just taking care of the body that I've been given. And it's so easy to just put that aside. And so I love the fact that we're having this conversation, because I want to be able to encourage people to not forget that part of that balance of their life, right?
Absolutely.
And okay, so I got to ask you, because I think that this can apply to health and wellness. I think this can apply to, business strategy. How do you know when you try something? Let's say keto. Let's say my bestie just lost 100 pounds on keto. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try keto. How do you know when it's time to say, that's just not a good fit for me? Or when it's time to say, you really do need to give it the full chance to work? How do you decide when you keep pushing, or when it's like, yeah, that's just trying to fit a square in a round peg, right?
Yep.
How do you decide that?
Well, to start with, I think the most important thing is to understand what the diet might be, or whatever the thing that you, the thing that you want to work. You need to understand what it actually is. So we'll pick on keto here.
Yeah.
Sorry, keto friends.
Yeah. My mom would just ask me about keto, actually, so that's on my mind too.
And it's something that, as a health and wellness coach and life coach, what I've done, I've tried all of these because I can't speak intelligently.
Right. Right.
Myself.
Right.
So the first thing I would say is really understand what it is. So many people go, oh, I'm doing keto and I'm eating burgers and I'm eating all this cheese and I'm doing all of these things.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
thinking, well, that can't be good for your health. So really, Yeah. Okay. Cheeseburger.
But it sounds so good.
Cream cheese and yeah, it's fine for a quick, but if that's your entire diet, I completely cringe because truly it goes against everything I've ever learned in health and wellness and nutrition.
Yeah.
But you have to really understand what it is that you are going to try. And so if it is a diet, you really need to look at it and see, okay, what am I taking out of my diet? What are the things that I really enjoy that I'm taking out of my diet? I truly believe in eat real food. I don't believe in taking full food groups out of your diet unless you need to for allergy purposes some kind of illness.
Yeah.
So that is the next thing is, okay, what is it really about? What foods am I going to take out that I really enjoy? Like for me, I enjoy fruit in the summer. You can't eat fruit if you're on keto. You can eat berries. Yeah. But also then the next piece is, okay, let's try this. If you want to try it, you really do need to give it I always say you need to give it at least a month, but realistically 3 months is really where you start to see a change.
Yes.
So that 1 to 3 months is really what I think most people need. And what happens is, you know, people try it for a week and they go, I can't do this. You know, for whatever it is, whether exercise routine. So many people I know try these real quick fixes. Like they'll do a juice cleanse and they'll lose, you know, a couple of pounds and then, you know, go back to eating the way they used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
No change of habit. And then the weight comes back. So it really is about the long haul.
Right.
The same thing when it comes to your business. If you do a Facebook ad one time,
right,
you know, for 5 days, well, maybe you get something. But if you do that consistently for 3 months, you'll see a benefit.
Absolutely. And you know, that's so interesting that you say that, because I find that when I watch people that I coach and watch people that I lead in business, I have really been able to break it down into three main parts. And I think it applies to wellness as well. And the first one is that you have to have a desire for something better, right? If you don't have a desire to have a better body, if you don't have a desire to have better energy, if you don't have a desire to have a better life, then you're not going to do any of the other steps to follow.
That's true.
Right? So just by watching somebody else on and liking what they have, you have to have a desire for it yourself. The second thing that I've noticed is that you have to make the decision to do it, right? You have to decide, like, all right, this is going to suck for 3 months.
Yep.
Possibly, right? But you still have to decide, like, I'm not going back on my word. I'm making this promise to myself and I have to give it a shot. And I can't say, oh, that didn't work unless I actually decided that I'm going to do whatever it is that I'm coached to do, right? And then the last one is just doing the actions. You have to do what you said you're going to do, right? And I think so often, yeah. And I think so often in business as well, and I would love to know what you think of this, but we see the results of what we did 3 months ago, right? I built a relationship. I started a Facebook campaign. I did whatever. I'll start seeing the benefits of that in 3 to 4 months. And so when we decide before we've given that time to, for those, that harvest to come, we decide that something doesn't work, then we never really know if it worked or not. And I love the fact that you brought that back to our bodies as well, because that is so interesting. And I just love how, like, I just had this epiphany, like our year is made up into quarters, which is 3 months. So, you know, try something out for a full quarter and then decide if that is, you know, completely not going to work or yeah, I'm willing to stick with it. So thank you for that, like, aha moment for this. Are you a business owner and you feel like you are literally tied to your phone all the time in order to keep up with social media? You know you need to post consistently, but you don't know what to post, and you don't want to have to post every single day because it means that you're married to your phone. So then you're not consistent, and then business doesn't follow. Or maybe you have no idea how to attract your ideal client, and you want to find a way to get the right people to come to you. Oh my goodness, like that was totally where I was, and I had to take some time and research to find out what the heck I could be doing to make my life so much better. So here's the scoop. I have found a system that I've created a system that has allowed me to not only attract my dream clients, but it's allowed me to be consistent by planning all of my content for an entire year in one single weekend. And I've decided to offer it to all of you guys. If that is something that you would love to learn more about, make sure to click on the link in the show notes so that you can learn how to get your life back, but keep your social media game on track.
I think for entrepreneurs, that's really a hard thing because, you know, we're in it, we're excited about it. We want to see the benefits and, you know, we're working really hard all week and then we don't see anything. We think, oh, well, that doesn't work.
Yes.
And we get into that. We can get into that mindset. And truly, you know, the one book that I read years ago was the 12-week year. And
yes,
it's each quarter, you have a different opportunity each quarter. And you focus on one at a time.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so because you're kind of my expert in healthy, I have to tell you that I would say that my imbalance in my life, because I'm so ambitious and so are you. So that's why I'm asking you this. It's easy for me to say like, oh, you know, I'll take care of myself later. And I'm sure that you have a lot of clients and friends that also can relate to that. So those people out there that are the busy moms that are trying to juggle the business and the mom part, and maybe even a full-time job like I am, and all of the things, and it's really easy to let ourselves kind of take the back seat. How would you encourage us, coach us in order to improve that part if you're feeling a little bit stuck? Because here's the thing, guys, is that if you're depleted, whether you realize it or not, you're not performing as well as you think you are. And that's where you can get stuck in your business. That's where you can get stuck in all of these different places without even realizing it. It's a blind spot, I think, that a lot of us have. So what would you say to those people?
Absolutely. So two things. The first thing, and everyone is going to hate me for saying this, so please bear with me. I say this because I know it works. Ready?
Yep.
Master your calendar.
All right. Tell me more about it.
So for me, if it's not in my calendar, it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. So my workouts, I post into my calendar. So I know I work out with my trainer Monday at 8:30 and Thursdays at 7:30 in the morning. Yes, it's early, but that's how I know I'm going to get that in.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not working out with a trainer, when I'm working on my own, working out on my own, I still put that in there because if it's there, it happens. It's like you wouldn't put an appointment with a client on your calendar and just go, yeah, I don't feel like doing that today.
Yeah.
If it's in your calendar, it will happen. And when I had my massage business a handful of years ago, people would say to me, oh, you know, I'll call you to schedule another time. And I would encourage them to schedule right then and there because what would happen is life would get busy and then you try to fit it in along everything else, along with everything else.
Yes.
Where if you plan ahead and schedule your half hour of me time, your meditation time, your exercise time, I love this one, your meal prep time. I'm a big fan of meal prepping. And
yes,
if you meal prep for an hour on Saturday or Sunday for the rest of the week, you've saved yourself so much time during the week. And so just, again, mastering the calendar and putting that in there and honoring it, you save time during the week that you can spend instead of cooking, but on self-care.
I think that is really powerful because I am a chronic underestimator of how much time something's going to take and an overestimator of what I can accomplish in a day.
Oh yeah.
Right? And then I feel like I am running around with my hair on fire and I'm exhausted and I'm disappointed in myself because I didn't get, you know, 5 things done on my list. And so I think that even though somebody like me that's very creative and a big picture thinker feels maybe at first stifled by putting things in boxes on my calendar, it really helps us to see how much time something's really going to take. And it helps us to really see objectively what we are realistically able to accomplish in a day.
I think so many of us look at an empty calendar and go, I have all day to do something.
Yes.
And then at the end of the day, what have you actually done? You've procrastinated. Maybe you've Googled stuff, you know, maybe you've gotten one or two things done. But if you have stuff on your calendar, like for example, on Mondays, for me, Monday is Marketing Monday. For 3 hours, I have a 3 hour time block. And I do some social media stuff. Mm-hmm. I do some of the emails and the writing that I need to do in those 3 hours. Because if it's not there in the calendar, if it's just open, oh, maybe I'll go for coffee with somebody.
Or yes.
No, I'm not those 3 hours. I can go before or I can go after. But those 3 hours is meant for marketing, writing things down or writing things up. And I can do other things afterwards. Mm-hmm. If it's not in the calendar, it doesn't happen. It might be in your head.
Right. Like,
okay,
right.
I got to do this marketing email.
Yes. And you brought up something really powerful too, is it's somewhat batching, right? Because you're going to get enough creative space in that moment. So if you give yourself 15 minutes to do that, and then you're giving yourself 15 minutes to do something else, you're literally wasting that energy by switching tasks. And so I love that you're like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do on Mondays. I just had a friend yesterday who said, I do all my networking one-on-ones on Fridays. So somebody could book a time with me on Fridays for that. I do all my sales calls on Tuesdays. So you're in that headspace and it's in the calendar that way. And I thought it was so wise. So thank you for solidifying that. I need to start doing that better.
It's really important. So I have a theme for every day. Marketing Monday, training Tuesday, write it Wednesday. And that's a blog post or something that I'm writing for another entity. Thursday is think it through Thursday. So all of these ideas that I have, I also have my meetings on Thursdays. So Thursday is usually a busy day. And so I have my meeting with my assistant. I have my meeting with my other assistant. I actually have two. And so we get to think through what we're doing for the next week. And then Friday is follow-up Friday. Mm. So I know each day what I need to focus on. And one of the things that I have learned is to block out, and Marketing Monday, I do two of these. Block out 90 minutes at a time because you'll get a lot more done. An hour, yeah, you can kind of get a lot, you can get stuff done, but that extra 30 minutes, a 90 minute block, you can get so much more done in 90 minutes than you can if you say, oh, I've got a half an hour here or an hour there.
And listen, people, like, listen, Denise did not mention Saturdays and Sundays. And as an entrepreneur, it is really hard for us to shut off our business because oftentimes if we're in a business for ourselves, we love it so much that we could do it all day, every day. And that is not good for our brains, our souls, our relationships, our body. And so thank you for that, leading by example, for sure. Okay. And I could talk all day on this, but you mentioned that you had a couple other things. So I don't want to cut you off. You said that you live by your calendar. We were talking about creating, you know, keeping your body and making sure that you have time for it. So what was the other tip that you had?
The other tip I have for self-care, and this is specific for self-care.
She knows that I work in healthcare and her husband works in healthcare. So it's in our mind.
Healthcare, wealth care. So when it comes to self-care, the best time to do it is as soon as you get up. So okay. I'm not a great meditator, but I try to do this. So when I get up in the morning, I wake up, I go to the bathroom real quick, I come back to the bedroom, and I do my, call it meditation, whether it is or not, I don't know. But that's when I get to really be quiet and silence myself. And that's kind of when ideas come to me, thoughts come to me. And I think that's really when my intuition starts to talk.
Yeah.
I'm not distracted yet. You know, I never bring my phone into the bedroom. It's always in the kitchen. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm very clear. I'm not worried about who's on Facebook. I'm worried about or concerned with what I need to do for me. And so I do this meditation for as long as it works. You know, sometimes it's 10 minutes. I've done a meditation session where it's been 25 minutes. And from there, I do my journaling. And again, with the journaling, it might be 10 minutes. It might be 20 minutes. It just depends on what starts to flow.
And yeah.
As soon as I get up, once I'm done with that, I do a little bit of stretching. I call it yoga. maybe it's yoga, it's Denise yoga, but just to get up, you know, just to start moving in the morning, you know, just kind of, you know, let your body, especially as we get older, like you get out of bed, you got a couple of, you know, kinks here and there.
Yep.
A little bit of light stretching, my neck and my shoulders, my hips. And then from there, I can start my day. So maybe I take an hour in the morning. Mm-hmm. Some mornings, maybe it's a half an hour. You know, it depends on what your schedule is. And if you need to, and this people don't love when I say this. If you need to, wake up a half an hour early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've taken care of you, mm-hmm. mind, body, and spirit.
Well, and what's so cool is that I do the same thing. I actually just literally posted about my miracle morning routine. And when you set the alarm for you, instead of just your job, right? You're setting the alarm for you. You're putting yourself as a priority. And it's so often, it's so easy to let all the other things in our world kind of take that from us. And so if you don't put yourself a priority straight away, it's oftentimes going to get missed. And I do have a question for you though. I find that I do get up really early in the morning and I do my self-care practices, but I find that I don't necessarily maintain things throughout the day. So by the time I get to like the nighttime or the afternoon, I'm kind of already petered out. Does that happen? Or do you have any tips on how to kind of maintain that for yourself throughout the day?
I would ask you to start to log this information. What time of day do you start to feel that? And is it because you've been running, doing? And at that point, can you take 10 minutes to close it all down, sit quietly, and regroup?
Yeah.
Because that's something that I do on a pretty regular basis. Usually it's about 3:00 in the afternoon. I need to step away and just sit on my couch. I have a couch. Well, there's a chair back there. But I can sit on the couch just quietly. And it really just takes 10 minutes to do. And you know, if you're sitting in front of a computer during the day, what I would say is to make sure you're getting up every 20 minutes.
I love that. That's such a great, great advice. Anything else that we haven't touched on as far as how to make all this work? I know that we could talk all day long.
We could. I honestly just want to go back real quick. And I touched on this earlier about meal planning and meal prepping. Mm-hmm. I am a health and wellness coach, guys. My background is food. So I believe in this 125, 55, 200%.
Okay.
If you spend an hour on Sunday prep, planning what you're going to make, and maybe you put a little bit of time on Saturday before you go food shopping. This is what I'm going to make this week. You do your food shopping, you bring it home, you prep, whether you cook 6 chicken breasts or, you know, steam some rice, whatever it might be. Prepare that so the rest of the week you can just breathe.
Mm-hmm. That is so smart. And you're going to eat better. You're going to make better meal choices. You're going to feel less stressed. And I think that unless you can, let's say, because I'm a mom, right? So I would rather spend more time engaging in conversation at the dinner table with my family than I do chopping vegetables, right, with them, unless I was able to try to bring it in as a family affair and we work together. But Lord knows that my kids aren't not going to be excited about that. So I love that because you're giving me time with the people and the doing the things that are most important to me. And it'd be fun. I can imagine myself throwing on, you know, the Alexa, playing some music or listening to an audiobook and just chopping away. So I love that.
Yeah. And this time of year is awesome. If you have your grill, my grill is right outdoor, out from my kitchen door. And so I'll throw on, you know, a bunch of chicken breasts. I'll grill veggies. I'll even do a couple of potatoes or sweet potatoes in the jacket and have them there. Then they'll be there for the rest of the week, whether I have them for lunch, because I obviously work from home. Mm-hmm. So I have lunch, I have dinners prepped. And the fun thing is I've cooked a couple of different things so we can kind of mix and match.
Yeah. I love this. So you guys, if you're feeling like you're stuck because you're losing yourself in your day to day and you're feeling like a hamster on a wheel, this has been an amazing, amazing conversation, Denise, to give us all these tools to help us perform at our best so that we can do the best we can in this world in the time that we're given. So thank you so much. I want you to tell us a little bit about the program that you have coming out so that people can hear all about it. And then I'll make sure to put all of the information that they need in the show notes. So tell us all about it.
Sure. Thank you so much, Lachelle. So one of the things that I have been thinking of when it comes to living healthy lists is touch points. You know, we want to be about connection. Mm-hmm. And we have all these amazing experts on living healthy lists. But what if you're not sure which one to pick? You know, how do you pick someone you've never worked with? So what I have just launched is called Living Healthy List Academy. And on the Academy, you can basically meet our experts and you can kind of test drive how they work, how they coach, how they train by going through their 101 or introductory programs.
Oh, and cool.
They're all under $200. So you get a chance to look at the person who you might possibly work with. You mm-hmm. get to hear them speak. And really, you get to understand what their curriculum is, even though a lot of them freestyle coach. There's still a bit of a curriculum.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I love that so much. And so I love your heart. I know that you're trying so hard to make other people feel healthy and vibrant and alive because of your own, you know, medical struggle that started this entire journey. And so thank you for your heart. Thank you for your ambition and your friendship. And I'm so glad that I got a chance to share you with my people today.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you. And thank you for having me on. I really, like I said earlier, I feel honored because I just love being in your world. So thank you. Aww.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye, my friend. Thanks for listening. And if you know that you are made for more and you are tired of being held back and ready to get unstuck and step boldly into a life that you're meant to live, head on over to LachelleWeamy.com, request an appointment, and be ready for me to walk alongside of you personally to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. I'll be back next week, but before you go, don't forget to hit subscribe and enjoy these imperfect outtakes.